It's absolutely essential that what we've seen over the last number of weeks, and it's the 28th of July since the protests first started, that this has to be a watershed in relation to the position of farmers and the respect that they actually get for the work they carry out. For too long, farmers have been trampled upon and haven't been listened to and haven't been respected, and consistently have had to put up with a situation where they've been price takers while everyone else along the food supply chain have been able to make the price and continue their margins. And this has been boiling up now and bubbling up for many a year, where the price and margin they've been getting has been consistently eroded to the extent that farmers simply cannot continue and simply cannot see a future unless things change. And it's time, and we must see that from now on that there is fair play for them. And they feel let down. They feel let down, totally let down and trampled upon by the meat processors over the last number of years. The very fact that there isn't clarity as to what the margin that farmers get for the work they carry out in producing their beef speaks to the lack of transparency in the sector. We see estimates ranging from 20% of the final price, amalgamated price, going to the beef producer as published by the beef plant movement, to Bord Bia indicating that it could be around 60%. To, for example, Felim O'Neill, a very respected markets commentator in the Farmers Journal, estimating from his analysis that it's 50%. But the fact that there's such a massive range in terms of the percentage of the margin that goes to farmers in terms of the estimate shows that total lack of transparency in the system. And also, I have to say that farmers feel, and rightly so, feel very let down by the government over recent times. If we go back to the grain crisis or the fodder crisis, the government have shown that they've been very unresponsive to the predicament of farmers. And again, the most recent contribution by the government in relation to the losses experienced over the last year, that being the $100 million beef emergency aid measure scheme, was announced in a blaze of glory the week before the local elections as a compensation scheme, a straightforward compensation scheme for the losses farmers have experienced and sold that way a week before polling day, only the week afterwards for it to be laden down with qualifications and conditions such as the 5% stock reduction, because of course the government knew the reaction they would have got from farmers if they had outlined the 5% stock reduction before polling day. Again, farmers felt that they were sold a pup and that they were disrespected. So it's no surprise that against that backdrop we have seen the protests over the last number of weeks. And as has been said already, those protests have achieved a lot. And it is now essential that we see an outcome from them that actually can be built upon by farmers and that can deliver for farmers. And I must say, Minister, the response from yourself in relation to the speed with which talks were pulled together, either the first set of talks or indeed the second set of talks, wasn't as hands-on as it should have been given the gravity of the crisis. We saw the first set of talks were pulled together and announced on a Wednesday, but not scheduled until a Monday. And likewise, whenever the second set of talks were pulled together, you were much too hands-off in terms of ensuring that the leadership was provided to get people back around the table, which was the only place where actually it could actually be resolved. Coming out of the weekend's talks, we have a deal on the table where the 7 farm organisations that were there contributed to, and 6 of them are actively advocating it, and the 7th, the independent farmers have indicated they're bringing it back to the protest lines. And it's essential, I believe, now that we, as politicians, allow the time and space for the farming organisations to engage fully with their membership and with farmers in terms of the merits of that deal. And I think the comments of the President today at the Ploughing Championships, where he indicated that this may not be the best solution but can certainly be the best beginning, is something which people can reflect upon. But it is absolutely essential now that we see the case made by farmers built upon, that we see the issues such as the 4-movement rule, the residency rule, and the 30-month rule, which were key issues on the protest line, that they genuinely are properly addressed over the coming months, and that the task force which is established actually is set up promptly and really addresses the issues of transparency in the beef sector. The other issue, Minister, which we need to see immediate action from you on, is the need for additional aid from Europe for the losses that have been experienced over the last number of months. The Beef Emergency Aid Measure Scheme covers a reference period from last September until May just passed. But the prices since May just passed have been lower again than those months covered by the reference period. And it's absolutely essential that we see further aid now come to compensate farmers in relation to those losses experienced and to assist with the difficult experience they've had and to bring something additional to the table on their behalf.